Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Precious Father, this is a day that you have made. We shall be glad and we shall rejoice in it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified in this place. Be glorified, Father. Be magnified. Be exalted, Father. May your name be glorified in this place. May your name be glorified in this place, Father. We are gathered in your name. We are gathered in your name to bring you glory, to bring you honor, to magnify you, Lord, to exalt you, to lift up your name, for you are a good God. Be magnified, O Lord. Be exalted. May you be pleased with us. Be pleased with our worship. Be pleased with our praise. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We glorify you. We glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's appreciate Albert with a big hand clap. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nice to have all of you here. Yes. Just greet your neighbor. Welcome them to this day. Thank them for coming. All right. We needed as many of you as possible. Yeah. First-time visitors, anyone you're here? Oh, you're a visitor? You might not be a first-time visitor, but you're a visitor. Okay, lift up your hand. Okay. Yes, you're welcome. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Yes, God is good. God is good. I was praying in the week and asking God what he would want to speak to us today. Nothing was coming up. Then yesterday, I went to watch football, all right, while seeking the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay, so, places where I go to watch football, I make the rules. All right? Even if I'm going to give them only 2,000 shillings for soda. But I make the rules, okay? I tell them, you know, we shut off all your music and let's just what? Listen to what is happening on TV, yeah? With soccer. So that helps me as I watch soccer. I pray the Holy Ghost and then I decided to play, to get earphones. And to listen to this song that Teddy and Juliana sang, okay? So the moment I did that, okay, 1 minute into doing that, okay, the Lord spoke to me. Glory be to God. Okay, because you remember, like I said last Sunday, I was curious why God wanted another worship service, yet we had just had one last month, okay? And he was very specific about how the room should look, okay? It would have been something else if the worship service we had last month, okay, was fake, all right? And he's like, no, you didn't do nothing, eh? Please, I want it. You understand it? But according to the testimony Asha shared after that day, okay, it is evident that the Lord was pleased, eh? Okay, with what we did that day. Now, why did he want another one that quick? Okay, so anyway, as I was watching football and praying in the Holy Ghost and listening to that song, the Lord spoke to me, okay, why he wanted this day. Glory be to God. Okay, because he wanted to communicate something very important. All right? And this is what I'm going to share quickly before we get back, okay, into worshiping him. Glory be to God. Now, what he shared with me, immediately he brought Isaac to mind. Eh? Okay, Isaac, Abraham's son. All right? Now, Genesis chapter 22, from verse 1, it says that now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Then he said, take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. All right. So the Lord asked for Abraham's son, Isaac, his only son, whom he loves or whom he loved. Okay. So the Lord, from just that, he spoke to me and he said that, the best thing you guys, you as elect, the best thing that you have is worship. All right. It is worship. Then he says, and that is the thing I asked for, or I have asked for, okay, to sacrifice unto me. Glory be to God. Okay? You get it, eh? Okay? Verse 3 says, so Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and do what? Worship. Now, I was amazed when I read that verse. And God says exactly that's what, okay, I was telling you. All right? The best thing you guys have as a church, okay, is worship. All right? The best thing Abraham had was Isaac. All right? And I asked him for Isaac. All right? Now I'm asking you, I have asked you for worship. Okay? And he said, just there, you can see Abraham, in a sense, was going to offer worship to the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? And I was amazed. I was like, now, you know? Okay? So as I continued to watch and God's entered, you know, eh? All right? Meanwhile, for me, I was amazed. Okay? Anyway, so now, verse 9. Let's jump to verse 9. Verse 9 says, then Abraham and Isaac, they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he, God, said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Okay? So when we agreed to have this service, okay, to offer our best to God, our best as LHC, it is not money, you know. All right? According to heaven, it is worship. Okay? So the Lord, now so when we agreed to do this service, the Lord says, you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, let's drop down to verse 15. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn. Now this is remarkable, as we're going to see. Okay? The Lord says, by myself I have sworn. Do you know what it means to swear? Okay? Women know it. All right? When a guy tells you that he wants to what? To be your husband and he wants you to be his wife. Okay? That sounds good. All right? If you like him. Okay? If you like him, it sounds good. All right? However, it is not enough. Do you understand it? Until he swears. Okay? That's when now you can have all the confidence that what he's saying is for real. Okay? Swearing is the same thing as vowing. Okay? Making a vow. Alright? Now, here is God swearing. Hallelujah. He swore, and what did he say? Okay? He said that, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and as the sun which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Glory be to God. Okay? So the Lord told me to tell you that because you have not withheld, okay, your son, your only son, whom you love, okay, you as a lady, you have not withheld, okay, your best, okay, what I consider best, okay, in your charge, all right? Because you have not withheld that, I requested for it, like I requested for Isaac, okay? And you have decided to give it to me. Just like Isaac, okay, was given to me by his father, okay? So the Lord told me to tell you that for that matter, he swears, okay, that blessing, he will bless you, and multiplying, he will multiply you. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, do you know what it means for God to swear? All right? Okay? Women know what it means for men, okay, to swear. Now, multiply that by, I don't know, a billion times. Okay? And consider what it means when God says, now I swear. Glory be to God. He told me that the promises I have given LAT, okay, the promises I have spoken over you, all right, in the past, I did not swear. You understand? Now, this is remarkable. And now I understood clearly why this service was about. The Lord says, in the past, I didn't swear. Not that I was lying, all right? But I didn't swear. I wasn't lying, but I didn't swear, all right? So he says, now I swear. Glory be to God. Yes. Blessing, I will bless you, multiplying, I'll multiply. He said that, now all the promises I've given this church, now I add a vow. You understand? I swear. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, I decided, okay, as I was watching football, okay, to now listen to the audio Bible. All right? So I put it there, and I decided to go back from the time God called Abraham, all right, to find all those places when God told him, okay, that I'll bless you and multiply you, or any other verse that means the same thing. Glory be to God. All right? Now some of you say, hey, this guy is very spiritual. You can watch, you know, the football and the Bible, you know. Okay? I do that because I take my job seriously. Glory be to God. I'm a pastor, and other things. All right? So my number one responsibility is to be in tune with God. Yeah. If it means people calling me weird, all right, that is not their job. It is, I'm doing my job. Yeah. I don't want to go hungry. All right? God doesn't pay people who don't do their job. Glory be to God. Okay, so whether something looks weird, for me, I'll do it as long as I know, okay, it is keeping me in the perfect will of God, okay? And yes, so I decided to find all those places where God gave Abraham the promise of multiplying him, all right? Or any other thing that is similar to that, all right? Now, the first one was in Genesis chapter 12, okay, Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, he says that, I will make you a great nation. You can't be a great nation when you're only one. You and your wife and your maid. You understand? You must be many people. Okay? Especially if you're to be great. Glory be to God. One of the reasons why America is great is because there are many. All right? That's why Museveni doesn't buy into this thing of what? Population control. He's skeptical. And I agree with him. All right? Why does the white man want us to be few? He knows something we don't know. I'm telling you the truth. That's why Museveni, for him, is not into those things. As long as you're few, you are finished. Okay? Look at China. Do you understand? Okay? But if you work in population control, sir, please keep your job there. You understand? However, understand that what? And so, I'll make you a great what? Nation. Then in verse 3, he says, and in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Okay? Now we know when we get into the New Testament, okay, that how we are blessed through Abraham is through Christ. All right, when you accept Christ, okay, you actually become a child of Abraham. All right, so that in itself also alludes to what? To multiplying. All right, now, did he swear there? Please answer, did he swear?
No.
He didn't swear. He gave a promise, he's not lying. But he didn't swear. Okay? This is remarkable. I've never seen this. Okay? Genesis chapter 13 verse 16 says, I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. You see? Blessing and multiplying. Did he swear? Okay, now this is years apart, okay, from Genesis 12 to where we are now. He tells him again the promise, but he didn't swear. Okay, Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. He says, look now toward heaven and count the stars, if you're able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants B, did he swear? He didn't swear. Genesis chapter 17, from verse 2, it says, I will make my covenant between you and will multiply you exceedingly. Did he swear? No. Verse 3, then Abraham fell on his face and God talked with him saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you and you shall be a father of many nations. Did he swear? No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. Did he swear? No. I will make you exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. Did he swear? He didn't. All right? Genesis chapter 18, verse 18. God said that surely Abraham shall become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Did he swear? He didn't swear. Okay? Over several years, God tells him, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to multiply you. I'm going to make you numerous. But he didn't swear. Okay? Until a certain point where he says that, he tested Abraham. All right? He told him, sacrifice unto me your son. All right? Give me your son, your only son. Give me your best. Okay? And when Abraham did that, God now swore for the first time. Glory be to God. Amen? And now this is what he's saying to LAT. God is saying, now I swear. Hallelujah. Now I swear. Concerning all the promises I have given you, now I swear. And remember, when someone, when they swear, okay, it is supposed to remove all doubts that what they're saying, they're going to do. Glory be to God. Okay, and the Lord says that now today, I want to remove all doubt from your hearts concerning what I've promised you. You individually and you as a church. Okay, God says, now I swear concerning all those promises. Okay, blessing, I'll bless you, and multiplying, I'll multiply you. You now don't have to have any ounce of doubt concerning my promises unto you. Glory be to God. Okay? That's what he said in Genesis chapter 22, verse 16. He says, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I'll bless you, and multiplying, I'll multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sun which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their what? Enemies. But he tells him, I'm doing this because you obeyed my voice. I'm swearing to LAT for one single reason. Because you obeyed me. Okay? And you decided to give me your best. Okay? What you have in your church, the best you have in your church. And that is worship. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Now, bring to mind all the promises the Lord has given you in this church. Okay? Bring to mind all the promises God has given this church. What this church is supposed to do, what it will be. Okay? The Lord now swears. He's like, there shouldn't be any doubt. From this day, by the way, Abraham never doubted God. Okay? He went to his grave, but he somehow knew it is finished. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 13. We're going to read it from NIV. Okay? NIV. It says that when God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself. When you swear, Okay? That's why people say, okay, Mourinho, dear Katonda, you have to swear by someone, what? Greater. Lawyers, you agree? Okay? That's why MPs, the president, when they're going to swear, they swear in the name of the Lord. You understand? They hold a Bible or whatever book, eh? All right? So, he said that when God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, surely, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. Eh? That's the same thing as multiply. And so, after waiting patiently, Abraham received what had been promised. Verse 16, people swear by someone greater than themselves. And the oath, okay, the vow, confirms what he said and puts an end to all argument, all dispute. Verse 17, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear, okay, Amplified says, he wanted to make it more convincing and beyond doubt. All right? So he wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised. He confirmed it with an oath. He confirmed it by what? Swearing. Why did God do so? He says that God did this so that by two unchangeable things. What two things? The promise and the oath. You understand? Eh? Okay? By two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take refuge of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. Glory be to God. Now God wants you to be greatly encouraged. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He gave promises to Abraham over years. Eh? Okay? Each and every year he would come and say, I'm going to multiply you. I'm going to bless you. But he never saw. Until there came a time, okay, which Hillary would call the World Cup, eh? The final. That day. You miss that day. But if we are taking anything lightly, you just say, oh, we shall do it whenever, you know, okay? We didn't have the money for the deco, you know, So we would have said, we shall do it when you get the money, when on a certain Sunday the offering is mob. All right? Now you see, and that's how people play with God's instructions, Okay? But thank God, we did it real quick. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, because we did it, we gave God our best. Okay? By the way, do you know that Abraham didn't actually sacrifice his son? Okay? When he got out the knife, okay, and he was going to kill. Man, Abraham loved God. Eh? Abraham loved God. Eh? Okay? He loved God more than his family. His family included his son. He loved God more than his family. He's like, family, you first still. First of all, what the Lord has told me. Okay? Sarah, you can go and tell your what? My in-laws, your what? Who are also my in-laws. Because remember, they were brother and sister. You can go and tell them that this guy, what is fake, those are yours. For me, first and foremost, obedience to God. All right? So, he did that. Eh? Okay? Now, we have done that, and God is saying, and now I swear. Why? Because I want you to be greatly encouraged that what I've told you in the past, okay? Now I swear I will do it. Glory be to God. Now I swear I will do it. Immediately I remembered Oyedepo, okay, when he was unknown, many years ago, I think he was in his early 20s or something, he was like a school teacher somewhere, he went to a village to teach, okay, to help with teaching. When he got there, there was no single church in the place. All right? So he decided to plant a church. All right? So he blessed the people. Then he left. Years later, he got a nice car, okay? And God told him one time that one, give it to me. Okay, so he sold it and gave the money to God. Okay, so he said that the moment he did that, the Lord told him that my son David, I don't have that accent, all right? But then he said, my son David, even if you didn't want to become rich, it is too late now. Glory be to God. There is always that day. There is always that moment when God would expect you to do something on that day or in that period. And when you miss it, you're going to go another cycle. Hallelujah. Just that car, it was a nice car, a Mercedes, and this is in the 70s, I guess, to the very nice car man. He gave it away, and the Lord told him, that my son, David, even if you didn't want to become rich, it is too late now. As in now, there's nothing you can do for you not to become rich. Yeah, man, that is remarkable. All right? There's nothing you can do. That's why he says, you know, continue, you know, do not stop, don't get weary in doing good. For in due season, you shall reap if you don't what? Give up, if you don't faint. All right? So you might faint just before the exam which you have to pass before it comes up. And you faint, man, and you go for exam. And what happens? You have to rebound. In our days, okay, in our days, you know, there was something called rebounding HSC. Do you remember, you know, you have heard it from your father, your mother, you know? Some of your parents rebounded. They have just never told you. Yeah. Because in those days, there was nothing like private. There was only one uni. So if someone wanted to become like a teacher, all right? A teacher with a degree, okay? There was only one way to become that in Uganda. You had to go to Makerere. You understand, eh? So if you, you know, fail those senior six exams, there was only one way to ever become a teacher with a degree in Uganda. You had to rebound. Eh? Your parents haven't told you. Okay? There's no scripture anywhere which says that parents are supposed to tell everything to their what? To their kids. All right? It is only stupid parents, and they're not here, you know, who tell everything to their what? To their kids. Glory be to God. Rebounding a man. Other guys, man, had to what? We'll go back to senior five. Not just senior six. And for some reason, several would fail again. Then there were kids who just came fresh, man. They do a BB, you know. Man, things were tight those days. Glory be to God. So I don't know whether we should thank God for the movement, government. I don't know. But somehow now, you get a triple E, your kawa. You just go and pick what? A private pay. Okay? Then they give you engineering. Yeah. Hallelujah. Okay? If Makerere jumped, you're like, for me, in fact, I have more money. Makerere is very cheap. For your own information. It's very cheap. Okay, there are universities around, like more expensive. So if Makere jams, you know, they are 900,000, you like, let me go and give whatever, 2 million shillings. Hallelujah. Now, we have not missed a moment. Glory be to God. And God is swearing or has sworn. Yeah. I was telling you, do you know that Abraham didn't kill his child? He didn't. Okay? But the moment he showed God that I'm going to do it, God was like, you have done it. Hallelujah. So the Lord told me, just as I was here, he told me that that's why I told you that yesterday, even before the service happened. Because I saw Mugenda Kuchikola. Okay? That's why I told you yesterday that I have sworn by my holiness that blessing, I will bless you and multiply, I'll multiply you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Members of this church, you know the promises God has given this church. Now, yesterday, because of what we have done today, God saw and said, now, if you had any room for doubt that those things would never happen, okay, put that to what? To an end. If you had any doubt that the promises he has given you as an individual, you know, will never come to pass, God says, now, just know I have sworn that I'll do those things. Glory be to God. Amen? Then, okay, he showed me something exciting. Okay? Remember, the last 2 weeks, okay, we have been talking about entering the presence of God. Okay? Going to the throne of grace. Okay? Going back into the garden. Okay? And actually, just when we started to share that message is when someone told me of these dreams that God wants a worship service. You remember? All right? Now, this is amazing. Verse 19. It's amazing how God even what gave me a verse which also has that. The word for the hour, okay, that we've been sharing. He says in verse 19, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind what? The curtain into the Holy of Holies, where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. Why? Because he has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. And the Lord told me, what more evidence do you need, okay, from me that I have sworn? Even the scriptures I have given you to share, to tell my people, okay, in those same scriptures, there's a verse concerning what you have been sharing, what led to this day. Hallelujah. You get it? Huh? Hallelujah. Isn't the Lord good? Hallelujah. God wants you to live today when you know that concerning what he has told you, concerning what he has promised you, concerning what he has promised your church, okay, he doesn't want you to have any room of doubt because he has sworn that blessing you. In the past, you remember, this church began in 2014, okay, with a promise. 2014, I don't know how many promises came. 2015, okay, the same promises were uttered again. 2017, same promises. To this year, 2019, the same thing that told us in the past, he would say them again, like he did to Abraham. Okay, but a day came when the Bible says he tested Abraham. And you know, God's tests are simple. He somehow knew that Abraham will pass it. He knew that this guy loves me more than anything. Okay? Definitely he knew that LAT, worship service. You know, by the way, God's tests in a sense are simple. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? That is a word for this day. That is a reason for this day. Okay? I think since I got born again, I got born again in 1998. Okay? And that's when I stopped going to Anjenwa and Silk. Alright? And I got born again in 1998. So 2 plus 19. So I've been born again for 21 years. But I can tell you, unless I've forgotten. I have never heard anyone telling me, I've never heard of a preacher saying that there's a promise God gave them for which he swore. I've never. All right? And until yesterday, that's when I realized that, hey, God is still in the swearing business. And when he swears, he's like, never doubt again. Eh? Hallelujah. God is good. And he's faithful. All right? God is good. And he's faithful. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We are excited, very excited to know that your promises to us as individuals, was as a lady, they are yes and amen. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. For now we can rest. We can rest knowing that it is finished. We can rest because you not only promised, but you have also sworn by your holy name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the weights have been removed. The weights of trying so hard, the weights of doubt, wondering, will this ever be? Will this come to pass? Will I get that which the Lord promised me? We thank you, Father, for today you have sworn that you will surely bless us. All the promises you've given us shall surely come to pass. For you watch over your word to perform it, to fulfill it. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that just as Abraham became a multitude of nations, we thank you that this church will become a multitude and we shall impact the nations for your good. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that just as the seed of Abraham prospered and has prospered in history, we thank you that we too shall prosper. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, precious one. We thank you, Lord, for this worship team shall bless the nation and it shall bless the nations. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For even by just giving us this instruction toward this service, that in its own is giving them acclamation. It's praising them that they are great, Father. We thank you, Lord. And they will continue to do great to bless you. Thank you, Father, for you gave us the grace to pass this test. Abraham passed the test. And until he passed that test, you did not swear. Father, we thank you for you enabled us to pass. You enabled us to get the money. People contributed. They blessed you, Father. And for everyone who was involved in that, Father, bless them. You bless, Father, the worship team for the sacrifice, the time, the money they have put into this day. Father, I thank you for they shall not miss their reward. We thank you, Lord. There are many promises you've given us. You've given to individuals. every single lady here, they will get married in the name of Jesus. For that is one of the promises you gave them. In the name of Jesus, I pray that after today, none shall doubt. If any day doubt comes into their hearts concerning that issue, I pray that you will remind them of this day when you swore that blessing, you will bless them. I thank you, Father, for the young men in this church. In the name of Jesus, they too shall find their spouses. Father, this is not only for us, but today there are people, visitors who have come to be with us. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that they too may be partakers of this thing. May they own this word that you swore, and may they apply it to the promises you've given them in different ways. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We shall see an acceleration, a growth of the spiritual gifts. Ministry gifts, Father, will flourish in this place because that is one of the promises. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We see that day. We see that day. Now that you swore, we see that day clearly. When we shall be a blessing to this nation. We see that day clearly. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You swore and Abraham patiently waited. And the promises came to pass. We are part of the fulfillment of the promise you gave to Abraham. Of the swearing that you did unto him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Life in you is good. Life in you is awesome. Now we can accomplish our purposes. We can accomplish our callings. We can go about doing that which you've called us to do without hustle, without strain, knowing that we have a word from heaven that our God has sworn. The faithful God has sworn that blessing you will bless us, and multiplying, he will multiply us. And that every one of us, we shall possess the gates of our enemies. There shall not be any feeble. No one shall be overcome by the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we shall be victorious. We shall go forth to conquer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We might be attacked in one direction, but our enemies shall flee in seven. Why? Because you have sworn, you have cemented the promise, you have written it on hard rock. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. It can now never be erased. Hallelujah. It is too late for us not to be blessed. It is too late for us not to grow. It is too late for us not to expand. It is too late. We have passed the final test. We have offered unto you our best. What you consider the best. Our worship. Glory be to God. Too late not to be blessed. Too late not to get married. Too late. Hallelujah. The Lord has sworn. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. That's why we bring you an offering of worship. That's why we bring you an offering of thanksgiving, an offering of praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. May the dreams in this church, authentic dreams, may they be multiplied. For it is by dreams that we got to know what you wanted us to do. If it hadn't been a dream, Father, most probably wouldn't have known what you wanted us to do at this time. So, Father, we still embrace dreams. We believe in them. May they be multiplied. May they increase, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Authentic dreams. Give us the ability to discern those which are fake and not to go by them. Hallelujah.
I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.